Newsflash, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. We have a report that a pandering politician is furious at another pandering politician for pandering to politics. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Ott, and this is Your Right Angle, featuring the great and furious anger that apparently Joe Biden is leveling towards our very own personal pet dictator here in California, Gavin Newsom. The source is unimpeachable. It's a tweet which reads, "Breaking. Biden furious at Gavin Newsom for lifting the stay-at-home order thinks he's only doing it out of re-election fears. Quote, steam coming out of his ears, per WH official," says the quote. So if we're to believe this, then what is basically going on is that Joe Biden is quite angry at Gavin Newsom, who recently decided that Californians might be able to, well, open a window, if not undo the welded closed doors that we all inhabit here in California. Steve, it sounds like the kind of thing that might be happening in terms of the dynamic. Do you have an opinion on whether this is real? And if so, what is it that Joe Biden is so angry about?
Joe Biden doesn't get to be the hero.
That's correct, sir. You win. Ding, 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 ding.
That is so what it is. You know, do you remember during September and August, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were saying, well, I don't think I would trust a vaccine that was developed under Trump, which, by the way, made a lot of paranoid people even more paranoid about vaccines. Except guess who were the first two in line after the election to get their vaccines? That's right. It's Joe and Kamala showing how brave they are by getting the vaccine that just a few weeks ago they were saying that, oh, I don't know, it was developed under Donald Trump and Orange Man bad, you know. Just. And now here's Gavin Newsom undoing, or at least partly undoing, California's lockdown orders. And Joe Biden isn't the one who did it. How's he going to save the day? How's he going to look great? How's he going to, well, how's he going to say the words on his prompter? He's going to have to find new words for his prompter. Just off topic, I have to get this off my chest because it's killing me. I did not watch the inaugural last week because not even my liver can take that much drinking. And it's a finely tuned machine. But I did see clips of it finally this morning on Tuesday. That guy, I had heard the speech was adequate at worst. It didn't even rise to that level. His enunciation was bad. His speech was slow. And he had the blank affect of a talking doll that has no idea what the words are that are coming out of its mouth. So
when those words were all unity, by the way.
Yes. So when I hear that Joe Biden is furious, I have to believe that it's actually his team that's furious. And when I say his team, I mean, well, I don't know, which analogy do you like better, the marionette strings or the hand up the butt controlling the mouth? Take your pick.
I'm going to go with B.
Yeah.
Just because I wish that one were more true. Yeah. Scott, I think Steve's really on to the issue here. Gavin Newsom has lifted some of the most restrictive bans in the country. He's lifted them somewhat. Joe Biden basically came into Washington with a plan to fix COVID. And from all the advertising prior to November 3rd, the advertising was saying that Joe's going to come in and get serious about this lockdown. He's going to lock the country down for our own good and undo this this horrible turmoil. Think there's anything to that, or do you think this is just tempest in a teacup?
Well, there are two elements of this story that I think are interesting. Number one is just the story itself. So there are a couple of possibilities here. If somebody's tweeting out this information, number one, there's been an internal leak. Somebody is releasing some kind of information that the president would rather not have out there. Number two, it's an intentional leak that the president, essentially it's a release rather than a leak, and that the president wanted this out there because he wanted Gavin Newsom to feel the pressure of clashing with the president's agenda. And number three, it's just not true at all. And so any one of those things is a possibility here. But let's just pretend for the moment that it is true that President Biden is upset with Governor Newsom because of this opening things up. It comes down to a matter of leadership within the Democratic Party and party discipline, I think, because it is expected, at least in the early days, during the honeymoon phase of a presidency, that Democrats around the country would want to seem as unified as possible behind the president's agenda. And this is a really kind of a sour note in what has been, in general, a unified chorus, at least in the first week of the Biden administration, where the Democrats are all kind of singing from the same hymnal. And here's Gavin Newsom doing something that seems at odds with a president who's saying, hey, we've got to be much more cautious, and signing, you know, executive orders to say all masks must be worn in federal buildings and things like that, and to have Newsom seeming to go in the opposite direction. Now, it's possible that this is a move by Newsom to say, I want to position myself for re-election or to avoid a recall. But it's also possible that he wants to show a little distance between himself and what he's looking at as a one-term Democratic president, because he'd like to be the next one.
Hey, can I throw something in? Scott just reminded me of something. I want to tell you people this. Ronald Reagan got his tax cuts through a Democratic House in 1981 by personally promising Democrats who voted for it that he would not go into their districts in 1982 and campaign against them. And Ronald Reagan was so personally popular that this bait worked and got Democrats to sign on to his tax cuts. Joe Biden supposedly got 80 million votes and can't wrangle the governor of California.
Well, and that's what makes me wonder about it, Steve, because that's what makes me wonder if the whole story is even true. Of course, far be it for me to question.
Well, it doesn't matter if Biden's outraged or not. This does go against what Biden has said for months that he wants.
Exactly. And it strikes me that Biden would be more, because of his years at the Senate, but he would be more of a behind the scenes negotiator. Let's not make anybody lose face in public. Let's try to keep the team together without embarrassing anybody. So the whole thing is a little weird, and I'll be interested to see more details.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of issues really here. The first issue is Joe Biden unintentionally leaking? Depends. But perhaps more to the point, this does actually follow a kind of a narrative. I agree with Steve. I think there's two things going on here. Gavin Newsom is releasing these restrictions not because that California is doing any differently than we did. California's got about the same mortality rate as Florida, which is wide open. But what is a little different in the last few days and weeks is that there is now a petition to remove Gavin Newsom from office, which has already, I think, surpassed 1 million signatures and is going for 1.5 million to get past the let's just say the counting system. So all of a sudden, Gavin Newsom is realizing in the depths of his perfectly well-gelled head that there is a chance that he may be held accountable for some of the things that he's done here in California. And I think that his releasing these restrictions to the small degree that he has is 100% driven by the fact that there's a serious recall petition circulating that's gaining steam every day. I have no doubt whatsoever. Call me a cynic if you want to. You could call me an even bigger cynic by saying the fact that he is, in fact, walking down some of these restrictions as a result of this recall effort is telling me that this situation was never as serious as it was originally claimed, because if that were the case, then people would be dying like flies, and that would be bad for Gavin's career, which is the only thing he really cares about. But on the larger issue, I do believe that Joe Biden is angry about this. And the reason I think Joe Biden is angry about this is because it goes against the narrative, and it goes against the scripted act one of his administration. See, the script works something like this. Criticize Donald Trump for everything that Donald Trump did, and make sure that you make the point that there are hundreds of thousands of unnecessary deaths caused by Donald Trump's incompetence. Then come ride to the rescue, lock down the entire country for 2 weeks or 2 months or whatever the case may be, while Donald Trump's two vaccines are vaccinating millions of people on a daily basis. Ride that out for a little while. Watch the infection rates and the mortality rates go down as a result of the vaccines generated by Donald Trump. And then release the lockdown and claim credit for the whole thing. I am 100% convinced that that is exactly the plan and has been from the beginning. And when Gavin Newsom decides to let people out of prison early, that does throw a bit of a monkey wrench into the Joe Biden has arrived to save America narrative, of which I am 100% convinced. But I do agree with Stephen, and I agree with Scott, too. And the real question is, who is actually outraged about this, if anybody is outraged about it? That's really the question. Having watched as much as I could bear of Joe Biden's inaugural, it strikes me that that Joe Biden does not really have the mental, physical, or spiritual energy to be smoking mad about anything at this point. But in any event, it's just kabuki as usual here in the Golden State, where nothing makes sense, where rocks and movie executives fall upwards, and where no one has had any good vibrations for at least 40 years now. For Steve Green and Scott Ott, I'm Bill Whittle. We'll see you right here next week on Right Angle.